Well, a couple of the big daddies in the National League have just hit home runs. Mike Schmidt has just hit number 23 for the Phillies with nobody on, and that gives Philadelphia a 3-2 lead over San Diego in the bottom of the sixth, and Philadelphia still batting there. And Dave Kingman has just hit his 28th for the New York Mets. He is the Major League home run leader. Nobody on in the eighth inning. And that game is tied at Atlanta. New York 3, Atlanta 3, eighth inning. Number 28 for Sky King. First baseman Andre Thornton leads it off for Montreal off of Larry Durker tonight. Durker's allowed only one base runner in this game. A walk to Thornton in the second inning, and then he was doubled off on a line drive by Pete McCannon. So coming into the fifth, Durker's faced the minimum, and it's low outside for ball one. He has retired the last eight men in a row, or since Thornton walked to open the second. One ball, no strikes, Thornton. He'll be followed by Larry Parrish and Pete McCannon. Right-handed batter Thornton, good power. Ball high outside, 2-0. Outfield plays deep and around the left side. Infield is overshifted that way also for Thornton. Durker gives him a strike. He takes that one at the letters, and it's 2-1. J.R. Richard goes tomorrow night in the third game of the series. Clay Kirby will be working for Montreal. Nobody out, nobody on. Fifth inning. Ball two and strike one on Andy Thornton. Late swing. He just blew that one right by him. Just got triggered a little bit too slow on that one. Two balls and two strikes now on Thornton. Durker, the only Houston National League pitcher to win 20 games in a season, and Larry did that in 69. That was the first year that Montreal was in the National League. It came on, as you'll recall, the same time that the Padres did. Second expansion. 20-13 that year for Dirk. Two balls, two strikes on lead hitter Andy Thornton. Pitch to him is a swing and a miss. He struck him out. That's the third strikeout for Durker tonight. He got Parrish in the second, Stanhouse in the third, and now he opens the fifth inning with a strikeout of Thornton. Here's Parrish again. Nine batters in a row.
Gene, if they're wondering about that bird up there, Fidrich, he's into the eighth inning trailing nothing to one, but there's something about him I'll tell you in a moment that might hold for him.
All right, here's Parrish, right-handed batter on the first pitch, low outside, ball one.
Fidrich has won five of his games in a row with two out and none on in the ninth inning. He'll need something like that now because it's 1-0 Kansas City in the eighth. And I'll bet you they got a full house there in Detroit.
I'll bet they have. One ball, no strikes, and a ball low outside. Fidrich trying to win his ninth in a row tonight. Won his first, lost his second, and then won eight straight for his 9-1 record. And Doc Ellis is trying to win his seventh in a row tonight. He is tied with Chicago for the Yankees in the sixth, 1-1. Ball two, no strikes on third baseman Larry Parrish. Ball high inside. He's behind on Parrish now. Durker 3-0. Durker's, as you know, walked Thornton in the second to lead off that inning, and that's the only base runner so far. Now he's down to the third baseman with Pete McCannon next. Score 4-0 Astros, top half of the fifth. 3-0, ball four, second walk. Now Parrish takes a stroll to first base. That'll bring up the second baseman, Pete McCannon. It was McCannon who lined out to Durker in the second inning with Thornton on second base, and then Durker went back to Andrews to get the double play. McCannon, right-handed batter. Parrish, a pretty fair-sized lead away from Watson on first base. McCannon takes it low outside, 1-0. Durker got Thornton on strikes, 2-2. There goes the bullpen up again for Montreal as Carl Kiehl anticipating a possible pinch hitter as we're right now in the middle of the batting order for Montreal here in the fifth inning. And the pitch to McCannon's low, two balls and no strikes. Left-hander Dan Worthen is going to start loosening up now for Montreal. Durker has lost his little bit of his radar here now for a moment. He is walk Parrish and is 2-0 behind on McCannon with Larry Doby Johnson due to hit next. Runner first, Parrish. I'll give you a complete rundown on all the scores at the end of this half inning. There's a check at first base again. That's a good one. He got a strike in on McCannon around the knees and it's 2-1. Pete had the take on that one. Astros have won 4 out of 6 from the Expos this year, and they've won 2 out of 3 here. And this tonight's, tomorrow's, and Sunday afternoon will be the last 3 games they'll play Montreal and Houston this year. So due to schedule problems, of course, with divisional play, you kind of finish early against some clubs. Here's the pitch, and it's a little bit high. Herman goes to first to Watson. The swing around tag's not in time, and Parrish gets back in. So Durker's down to McCannon now, 3 balls and 1 strike. He's getting himself into a little bit of a hole here now. Astros got 2 runs in the second, 2 more in the fourth for this 4-0 lead. And the 3-1 pitch into McCannon. Ball 4. He has walked 2 in a row. Well, that old bugaboo starting to pop up again here now. Third walk off Durker. He had retired 9 batters in a row from a walk to Thornton in the second until he walked Parrish in this inning. Johnson grounded out his first time to the shortstop, Roger Metzger. Here he is again, right-handed batter with Parrish on second, McCannon on first, and only one out. Chunky batter. Johnson bats out of a pretty deep crouch. Here's the pitch, and he flies that one to right field. Back is Gross, tagging at third base Parrish. Gregg gets in line to make the throw. Parrish is coming over, and Andrews will take the cutoff right on top of second base. Nothing Gross could do about that. Fairly deep fly ball back into right field in relation to throwing the ball to third base, so they're 2 down. Parrish takes third, McCannon holds first base, and that will bring up the shortstop, Pepe Frias. Oh, the Expos, with 2 down and 2 on in the fifth, have had only 3 base runners tonight. Durker has not given up a hit. 3 walks. Frias popped to short his first time. Astros 4-0 over Montreal. Top half, inning 5. Here's the first pitch to Frias. He swings through a fastball. Strike 1. Good fastball by Larry. Up a little bit on him that time. Strike 1. Walk to Parrish. Walk to McCannon. Parrish third. McCannon first base. 2 outs. Flip over to first by Durker to hold McCannon close. 1 strike on the batter, Frias. Ball low, 1-1. They pull Frias. They're not overly deep for him. Johnson a little bit back and left, though. 1 ball, 1 strike, check at first. Durker pitch to Frias. Good stop by Ed Herman. Good play there. That one was almost sailed right by him, low outside. Good stab by Ed. 2 balls and 1 strike. Well, the first trouble that Durker's been in tonight, he did have Thornton on second base in the second. Got out of that with a line drive double play, and now he has 2 on here, 1st and 3rd. 2-1 pitch to Frias. Foul ball. I don't think there's a play. Watson over for it, though. Nope, that's way up into the seats back of the Houston dugout. Some younger fan got that one, and the older fan just disappeared. 2 balls, 2 strikes. So Durker trying to get out of a spot here after issuing a couple of walks. Durker gets the ball, but he wants another one from plate umpire John McSherry. Strike out of Thornton, walk to Parrish, walk to McCannon, fly ball right by Dobie Johnson, and on that play, Parrish came over to third. And Durker now has worked the Montreal shortstop, Pepe Frias, out to 2 balls and 2 strikes. Here he comes at him once again. And he struck him out to retire the side. Swing and a miss. But Durker keeps his no-hitter intact through 5 as he has struck out Pepe Frias, leaving the 2 walks on base. So nothing, no runs, no hits, no errors, 2 stranded. Let's take a quick check on the scoreboard now as the Astros will be batting in the bottom half of the 5th with a 4-0 lead.